Dispensaries that sell to minors and shops that don't check for medical authorizations, these are the places the city wants to shut down. Since Washington State's recreational marijuana law, I-502, became law 2.5 years ago, the number of medical marijuana shops in Seattle
went from about 45 medical marijuana storefronts to well over 100.
That's David Mendoza, a policy advisor to Mayor Ed Murray. Mendoza says the resolution before the council creates a structured system that lets the city close medical marijuana of businesses that came on the scene after the passage of I-502. The medical marijuana dispensaries that can prove they were operating before that date will be allowed to remain open. As it stands now, dispensaries are unregulated, but that will change by this time next year when they will be folded into the state's recreational system and shops will be required to get a state license. Mendoza says during the interim, shutting down all medical marijuana stores in the city would be a disservice to patients.
The products they are seeking are simply not at the recreational stores in the number and variety that is available at the medical stores, nor can a medical patient walk into a recreational store and ask for advice of what would best work with them for their illness. That would be against liquor and cannabis board rules.
If the city council passes the resolution, the medical marijuana shops identified for closure by the city will have 60 days to wrap up business, and those allowed to stay open will have tighter oversight. Jennifer Wing, KPLU News.